Lesson 35. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Objective. Each young man will understand that he must place his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he can show his faith in Christ by keeping the commandments. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study 1 Kings, chapter 18, verses 21 through 40, and John, chapter 14, verse 6. See also Enos, chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, Mosiah, chapter 3, verse 9, Helaman, chapter 8, verse 15, 3rd Nephi, chapter 17, verses 8 and 9, Mormon, chapter 9, verse 37, Moroni, chapter 7, verses 26, 37, and 33, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 44, verse 2. 2. Materials needed. A. Copies of the Scriptures. Each young man should bring his own. B. Colored chalk, or crayons if you make the chart on poster paper. C. Pencils for marking Scriptures. D. Chalk, chalkboard, and eraser. 3. On the chalkboard or on poster paper, prepare a chart of the Scripture references and the list of blessings of faith in Jesus Christ, located near the end of the lesson. Do not include the lines that match the Scriptures with the corresponding blessing. Suggested lesson development. Introduction. Scripture and discussion. Explain that throughout the Scriptures we can read stories of people whose faith was sincere but was of little value because it was faith in the wrong things. Tell the young men that one such story is found in 1 Kings. Have them read aloud 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 21 through 40. Suggest they mark the key phrases or verses. What happened when the priests put their faith in Baal and asked him to start a fire? Nothing. Refer to 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 25 through 29. Why was Baal unable to answer the prayers of the priests? He was a false god and existed only as an image. He had no power. What happened when Elijah put his faith in the Lord and asked him to start a fire? Refer to 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 36 through 38. Why was Elijah successful when the priests were not? Help the young men understand that the priests of Baal had put their faith in something that had no power. Thus, their faith did them no good. Elijah, however, had put his faith in Jesus Christ. Why did Elijah suggest this contest? To help the people know that the true God was Jehovah, or Jesus Christ, not Baal. How did the people react to Elijah's demonstration? They became convinced that the Lord, He is the God. Verse 39. Point out that the people of Elijah's time were unsure about where to put their faith and trust. Refer to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. Elijah used this contest to show them that they should have faith in Jesus Christ. True faith must be centered on the Lord Jesus Christ. Chalkboard discussion. Tell the young men that in the past various people have put their faith in false gods such as Baal, in the sun, or in animals. Today people continue to put their faith in things other than Jesus Christ. What do people put their faith in instead of Jesus Christ? List the young men's responses on the chalkboard. Answers might include money, education, other people, and oneself. Briefly discuss how people might put their faith in these things. For example, if we think that we will be happier when we have more money, we are putting our faith in money. Why is it dangerous to put our faith in these things? Explain that these things have limited power. Things such as money, education, and even other people can bring us some earthly success and happiness, but they cannot lead us to exaltation and eternal joy. Article of Faith. Ask a young man to repeat the fourth article of faith. What is the first principle of the gospel? Point out that faith in Jesus Christ is a saving faith that leads to repentance, baptism, reception of the Spirit, spiritual growth, and eventual exaltation. Faith in Christ can bring us eternal joy. Scripture. Ask a young man to read the following. John chapter 14, verse 6. Suggest that the young men mark this verse in their scriptures. Point out that the only way to get back into the presence of Heavenly Father is by faith in Jesus Christ. Emphasize that Christ alone has the power to give our lives the direction, power, blessings, and knowledge necessary to bring us true happiness and exaltation. We are blessed when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Story. Have a quorum member present the following story to illustrate the power of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Introduce the presentation by explaining that Randall Ellsworth was a missionary who exercised great faith after being seriously hurt in an earthquake in Guatemala. During an earthquake, the building Randall Ellsworth was in collapsed on him. A general authority described Randall's experience. He was pinned for, I think, 12 hours, found himself totally paralyzed from the waist down, kidney functions not present, no hope to ever walk again. He was flown to Maryland and interviewed in the hospital by a television reporter. The television reporter said to him, "The doctors say you will not walk again. What do you think, Elder Ellsworth?" He said, "I'll not only walk again, but I have a call from a prophet to serve a mission in Guatemala, and I shall go back to Guatemala and finish that mission." He exercised twice the requirement outlined by the doctors. He exerted his faith. He received a blessing from the priesthood, and his recovery was miraculous. It astounded the physicians and the specialists. He began to be able to stand on his feet. Then he could walk with crutches, and then the doctors said to him, "You may return to the mission field if the church will permit you to go." He went. We sent him to Guatemala. He returned to the land to which he had been called, to the people whom he dearly loved. While there, he was walking, proselyting a full schedule with a cane in each hand. His mission president looked at him and said, "Elder Ellsworth, with the faith that you have, why don't you throw those canes away and walk?" And Elder Ellsworth said, "If you have that kind of faith in me, take the canes." Elder Ellsworth never used the canes again. Thomas S. Monson, Ensign, November 1977, page 42. Point out that Elder Ellsworth could not put his faith in the doctors or even in his own body's ability to heal. Only his faith in Jesus Christ could heal him. Story. Remind the young men that the blessings that come from faith in Jesus Christ are not always great miracles like Elder Ellsworth's recovery. Sometimes they are small miracles that help us in our daily lives. Tell the following story, recorded by Martha Cragen Cox, an early pioneer in the Salt Lake Valley. In the year that the crickets nearly took our crops, we were on rations. Our flour was nearly gone. Many others were pretty short on provisions also. We had just about 1 quart of flour in the house. One of our neighbors came and asked if we could loan him just enough flour to make a biscuit for his wife, who was sick, and had not eaten anything for days. So I asked how much flour we had. The reply was, "Just about 1 quart, but we will divide it with this man, and we will have enough for our breakfast in the morning." So we gave him half the flour. He took it and said, "May the Lord bless you that you will not want." The next morning, when we went to get the flour, there was still a quart of flour in the bin. This same thing happened every day for a week or more, until we could get another sack of flour. So we did not want. Richard Cottam Shipp, Champions of Light, page 82. Chart activity. Tell the young men that the scriptures testify that faith in Christ brings many blessings. Show the chart on the chalkboard or poster paper. Have each quorum member look up one or more scriptures and use colored chalk or a crayon to draw a line connecting the scripture reference to the blessing it describes. Then have a different young man read each scripture aloud and discuss with the class the blessing the scripture describes. The list of the blessings of faith in Jesus Christ are as follows: sins forgiven, salvation, miracles, become sons of God, healings, prayers answered, power, eternal life, and receive Spirit of the Lord. The scripture references are in the left column, and blessings of faith in Jesus Christ are in the right column. Moroni, chapter 7, verse 37. Blessings of faith in Jesus Christ, miracles. 3 Nephi, chapter 17, verses 8 and 9. Blessing of faith in Jesus Christ, healings. Enos, chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. Blessing of faith in Jesus Christ, sins forgiven. Moroni, chapter 7, verse 33. Blessing of faith in Jesus Christ, power. Moroni, chapter 7, verse 26. Blessing of faith in Jesus Christ, become sons of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 44, verse 2. Blessing of faith in Jesus Christ, receive Spirit of Lord. Mosiah, chapter 3, verse 9. Blessing of faith in Jesus Christ. Salvation. Helaman, chapter 8, verse 15. Blessing of faith in Jesus Christ. Eternal life. Mormon, chapter 9, verse 37. Blessing of faith in Jesus Christ. Prayers answered. We can show our faith in Jesus Christ by keeping His commandments. Discussion. How can we show our faith in Jesus Christ? Help the young men understand that we can show our faith by keeping the commandments and living the gospel. We show Christ we have faith in Him by doing what He wants us to do. Scripture and discussion. Ask a young man to read aloud 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. Point out that Nephi showed his faith in the Lord by doing what the Lord asked him to do. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. How did Elder Ellsworth show faith in Christ? How did Martha Cragen Cox's family show faith in Christ? How can we show our faith in Christ? Conclusion. Testimony. Bear witness of Jesus Christ and His ability to save and exalt us. Remind the young men that faith in Christ, which we can demonstrate by obeying His commandments, can bring us true happiness and exaltation. Challenge. Challenge the young men to put their trust in the Lord and to show their faith by living according to His commandments. End of Lesson 35, Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.